This is the 10th anniversary. Hard to believe. It's been 10 years, but we're going to start it off with something, a little new twist this year as kind of a community thank you. We're going to have a show on Friday, August 30th, and that's going to be a free show. And we're bringing in two acts. We're going to start off Friday night with a band, Laura Rain and the Caesars out of Detroit, Michigan. And they also feature on guitar a gentleman by the name of George Friends, who is a native of Marquette. So many people know George from he played in the past here at the festival also. And then Friday night's headliner is going to be all the way from New York City, the Gas House Gorillas. And they were at the festival a few years back, and boy, they were a crowd favorite. Put on a great show, had a lot of fun, had the people up and dancing and jumping around.
So the idea here is that this is free for folks to come in and check it out. What this, the purpose is to say thank you?
Yeah. We've had, you know, like I said, for 10 years of wonderful support from the community and our sponsors and the folks that show up and all the volunteers. We just wanted to say thank you, and also give folks a chance, maybe some people who haven't aren't sure what we're all about, what the festival's all about, come down, check it out. It's a great venue, you know, right there on the lake. We've got it's going to be a great time. Check it out, and then hopefully they'll buy a ticket for Saturday and Sunday.
The festival is, of course, Labor Day weekend, and we're talking about it's August 30th.
August 30th.
The Friday through September 1st.
Right.
And tickets are needed for the rest of the weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday, but we'll talk about tickets in just a little bit. But who's coming to play and who's going to be on the bill on Saturday?
On Saturday, August 31st, we start the music around 1 in the afternoon, and we'll be opening up Saturday with a local traditional blues trio by the name of Harp, Heart and Bones, and that features local musicians Bill Hart, Eddie Consul Magno, and the Bones Man, Randy Seppala. So that's a lot of fun. Followed at 2:30 by a band from Elkhorn, Wisconsin called the Organ Grinders Blues Band, and they've played around the area quite regularly. They have a one of their members is local guitar maker Sven Gonstead. So that should be a good show, a lot of fun. And then at 4 o'clock, we bring in what we like to call our legend act, or our by the name of Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang, coming out of Chicago. He's a sax player, and he's played in bands with Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. So that's
one of the direct lines to the classic Chicago guys, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And in 2013, he won the Blues Music Award in the Instrumentalist Horn category.
He's a sax player, so that's cool. Yeah.
Right. And then 4 o'clock, we've got a band that's actually coming south to play for us, coming down from Canada, Vancouver, Canada, the Twisters. And they've won all kinds of Juno Awards, which are the Canadian equivalent of Grammys, I guess. They won the Album of the Year and the Blues Album of the Year in 2009, were nominated for 5 Maple Blues Awards. Their album Come Out Swingin' was the 2006 Juno Award for Best Blues Album. So, and I guess they're a real high energy act, gonna be a lot of fun. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to wrap up Saturday with the headliners Big James and the Chicago Playboys. And one of the things we're trying to do in our 10th year is bring back some of the popular acts from past years. And over the years, we've had a number of people saying, hey, when are you going to bring back Big James? a horn-heavy Chicago blues band, and they were here, and they put on a great show. And anybody who saw them the first time, yeah, had a great time. So that's a great way to end Saturday night.
Well, speaking of the rest of the weekend, on Sunday, there's another full day of entertainment. Tell us a little bit about who's coming then.
Well, starting on Sunday, one of the things we've always liked to do is to support local and regional blues acts. So we're going to start off Sunday with a unique blend of local musical talent. We're going to have what we're calling the Marquette Blues All-Star Review. So we're going to bring back some of the performers from around the area that have played. And we've got the Cajun band UP Gumbo, our very own Flatbroke Blues Band. And we're going to have some other special guests, local musicians, to start off the day. So that's kind of a neat thing. They'll be followed by a band we've been looking at for several years now. Excuse me, coming from Wisconsin area, I believe Milwaukee area, a band called Tweed Funk. And
I like the name. I think it's a cool name.
Their sound is tweed funk. It is a horn driven, sweat soaked soul blues band. So they've won a lot of awards in Wisconsin, and they'll also be hosting the after party, which we have every Sunday night at the conclusion of the festival as a way to kind of wind down. That's usually at the Elks Lodge in Mar, right up the street from the festival. And then at 6 o'clock, we've got nationally acclaimed vocalist, harmonica man, John Nemeth, coming in. And this guy's won, again, all kinds of awards, and he was nominated for 5 Blues Music Awards this year and performed at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis this year. So we're really looking forward to that. And then we're going to finalize everything up. We're bringing back internationally known blueswoman Geneva Magnus. And great story. She performed at the very first Marquette Area Blues Fest way back when. And as a matter of fact, George Friend, who's performing at the free show on Friday, was her guitar player back then. But since then, she's just soared in the blues world. And in fact, she was nominated for all kinds. Since 2006, she's had 22 nominations in the Blues Music Awards. And she won 2 awards this year for Best Contemporary Blues Female Artist and Song of the Year. So that's going to be, she's another one that over the years we've had all kinds of people saying, hey, when are you going to bring her back? And we finally got a chance, and we were lucky we were able to afford her. Yeah. We weren't sure. But so she's going to close out the show on Sunday night. So
if people want to find out maybe about tickets and whatnot, probably the easiest way is to head to the website, correct?
Yep. www.MarquetteAreaBluesSociety.com.